Today's Shir's Masechta, Erevin Daf Tzadik Hei. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. In our previous Shir, we had discussed extensively the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel when we say Pitikur Yar V'Saisim or we don't say Pitikur Yar V'Saisim. Starts the Gemara Be'eser. If the breach that we need to say Pitikur Yar V'Saisim on is less than 10 amos, says the Gemara in this version, kulam loipli, everybody is of the opinion that we say pitikur v'yar v'saisim. Ki pligi, where do we have a machlokes, says the Gemara, if we say pitikur or we don't? Ki pligi, be'yesem yeser. When the breach is more than 10 amos, the Rav will still hold that we say pitikur v'yar v'saisim, and Shmuel will say we don't say pitikur v'yar v'saisim. However, there's an ikadamri, there's a different version. Yeser, if the breach is larger than 10 amos, kulam loy pligi, there is no machlokes. Everybody will agree that we don't say pitikur yar v'saisim on such a large breach. Ki pligi, where do we have the machlokes according to this version? Be'eser, when it's less than 10 amos of a breach. Where there, Rav will say pitikur yar v'saisim, and Shmuel, even by such a small breach, will still not subscribe to the concept of pitikur yar v'saisim. Says the Gemara. The Gemara now quotes different halachas and sees who we can say were the man da omrim, the opinions that stated those halacha. Says the Rava Hod Amar Rav Yehuda. This Rav Yehuda taught us, Kaira Arba, that we have a beam which is four tefachim wide, matir b'churba. If you have a beam that's four amos wide, four tefachim wide, at the entrance to your churba, even though it's open to Shus Rabim, and therefore, normally you would not be allowed to carry in that churba, if, however, there's a beam which is four tefachim wide, we say, Pitikur Yar V'Saisim, and that allows us to carry inside that churba. There's a machlokes rishonim. Why do we need to have four tefachim wide? Rashi seems to learn because the area under the kaira has to be an area that's four tefachim wide, because only when that area that is being created is four tefachim wide, that's when we could say pitikur yar v'saisim. That's Rashi's pshat. Taisus's pshat is not that it's not a din in the area under the beam. It's a din in the beam. In order that a beam should be wide enough that one could apply the concept of pitikur yar v'saisim, according to this Gemara, it has to be four tefachim wide for us to be able to apply the concept of pitikur yar v'saisim. V'chein, with Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Varavua, kaira abba tefachim, if you have a kaira that's four tefachim wide, matar b'mayim, as we discussed this halacha previously, if we have a bar that's between two chatzeris, so normally you can't carry, if they do not make an eruv with each other, you can't carry anything between the chatzeris. And let's say there's a bar of mayim in between these two chatzeris. So the only way that the people on the right and on the left can take water out of that bar is by putting a kaira. It's not the only way. It's one of the ways we learned earlier, Daf Pei Vav, that you could put a kaira over this pit. And by putting the kaira over the pit, we're going to say, Pitikur Yar V'Saisim, and then you'll be able to pull out the water. The people on the right will pull out the water from the right side of the pit, and the people on the left will pull out water on the left side of the pit. Ask the Gemara Mani, whose opinion, according to which Amoraim, will such processes work, procedures work? Says the Gemara, Lahachlish to the Amrit, according to the version that we have been learning, that Be'eseloi Pligi, that if the breach is less, as we began today's shir, that if the breach is less than 10 amos, even Shmuel agrees to the concept of Pitikur Yar V'Saisim. So according to that version, Divriyakol, Be'eser will say that the beam that we are speaking about now is less than 10 amos wide, and therefore Devar Hakol, everybody will be able to agree to this halacha. However, Lahachlishta the Amrit, that according to the version that said be'esa pligi, that the machloikus is only by a beam or by an area that we want to say pitikriya resoisim is less than 10 tefachim wide, be'esa pligi, and only Rav at that point holds a pitikriya resoisim. Shmuel, even at that point, does not hold a pitikriya resoisim. So these halachas will have to follow the opinion of Rav. Suggest the Gemara, Lema, Abaye v'Rava plucked the Rav Shmuel Kamilski. That the machlokes that we're going to learn in a moment of Abaye v'Rava is really the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. Ditmar, Sichech al gabe achsad rosh yesh lebtzimim. We've spoken about this case many times. You have four poles, and then you put schach on top of those four poles. And now, if you'll say pitikriya v'soisim, you should have, is that a kosher sukkah or not? Kshera. Then it's a valid sukkah. Eile p'simim, but let's say that's when you put it on top of beams, and each beam is three tfachim within the other beam. So since there's all the beams are three poles or whatever that you're putting up are with three tfachim within each other, so I say loved. By saying love it, it's considered like you have a full wall. Ein lo yetzimim, but if you only have poles in the four corners, Abaye amikshera. Abaye says that that's going to be a kosher sukkah. Rav amipsul. Rav says it's a possible sukkah. Abaye amikshera, because that meaning pitikriya v'soisim. This is a situation of pitikriya v'soisim. Rav amipsula lo yamrinin pitikriya v'soisim. So at first glance, it seems, says the Gemara, the Lema Abaye holds like Rav that does apply the concept of pitikriya v'soisim, and Rava holds like Shmuel that does not apply the concept of pitikriya v'soisim. Says the Gemara, I leave the Shmuel kulam le pligi. If we're going to follow the opinion of Shmuel, we can't understand Rava's opinion. Abaye, who is applying here the concept of pitikriya v'soisim, must agree with Rav and not with Shmuel. So the Ritva asks that Shmuel in our previous shir said that we can't say pitikriya v'soisim on four walls, but the halach is that a sukkah doesn't need to have four walls. A sukkah is enough when it has two four walls and the third wall is a tefach. So when does Shmuel not say pitikriya v'soisim? When I need to say it by four walls. By a sukkah, I don't need pitikriya v'soisim for four walls. So the Sfasem is answering this question that says that Shmuel, even though the Ritva is absolutely right, that a sukkah doesn't have to have four walls, but Shmuel holds that we can never say pitikriya v'soisim in a place where there are no walls at all. And as we described this example, there are no walls in this case, and therefore Shmuel cannot agree to pitikriya v'soisim. Ki pligi, when is the question? I leave it to Rav. The question is, even though Rav normally does hold a pitikriya v'soisim, will he hold here as well pitikriya v'soisim by the sukkah? Abaye says yes. Abaye k'Rav. Rav holds pitikriya v'soisim here too. He'll hold pitikriya v'soisim. Rava will say, even Rav, who holds pitikriya v'soisim, at kan lekama Rav hosam. Where did Rav say pitikriya v'soisim? Regarding Hilchos Shabbos. Ella the hani mechitzis. When we're speaking about these mechitzis that we want to use for a sukkah, lachsadra vidi, they're made for chsadra. And therefore, we could say pitikriya v'soisim, and it'll be considered an enclosed area for Shabbos. Aval hocha, when we speak about Hilchos Sukkah, the hani mechitzis lav l'sukkah avidi, they weren't made for a sukkah, loy. And even though, point out Rashi in Devarim Askelav, and the Ritva makes the same point, that there is no obligation to make the mechitzis of a sukkah l'shem sukkah, the schach has to be l'shem sukkah. The mechitzis don't have to be l'shem sukkah. Still, to rely on pitikriya v'soisim, where you have no mechitzis that were made l'shem sukkah, that the Rava holds, and certainly Shmuel holds, you cannot. Rav Yossi, I mean, we learned in the Mishnah that when the Lechi Okaira fell down, and we had a discussion, what will be, do we say Kim Shotra Hutra? Do we not say Kim Shotra Hutra? So then we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Yossi, I mean, in Mutarim, if you could carry there this Shabbos, you could carry there in further Shabbosos, and if not, not. So what does Rav Yossi mean, asked the Gemara? What's Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Is it coming to be makel and say for this Shabbos it's mutter and therefore next Shabbos will be the same or just the opposite? So asks Tosfos HaRosh the obvious question. This Shabbos we've been learning a discussion why it should be mutter, because we're going to apply the concept of Kivin Shotra Hotra. Since it was mutter as Shabbos began, that's why it should be mutter for the coming Shabbos as well. But next Shabbos, for the rest of Shabbos. But for the next Shabbos, there's no way to say that it was mutter Bein HaShemoshes, and therefore it's going to remain mutter for the duration of Shabbos. By time Bein HaShemoshes came, it wasn't there. So how could one have a Havamina that if it was good for this Bein HaShemoshes, and I'll still say, and even if I'll say Kivin Shotra Hotra, it should still be good for the next Shabbos. So the Sfasemis says a beautiful teretz. Sfasemis goes back to the beginning of the Masechta. He explains that at the beginning of the Masechta we learned that what is the reason we put up a Lechi Okaira by a Mavi? To make a Heker. And therefore what the Gemara is thinking is maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, you made a Heker for this Shabbos. Yes, the Lechi Okaira fell down, but maybe if the Lechi Okaira fall down, that doesn't take away the Heker that we originally made. Once we made a Heker originally, it will remain like that forever. Amar, Rav Sheshes, Lesser. What Rav Yossi means to say that this Shabbos it's not going to be acceptable, and certainly for future Shabbosos. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan Lesser. The Brice explicitly says that just like for future Shabbos, it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable for this Shabbos as well. Itmar. So now we have a Shaila. We had a Machlokes in our Mishnah, Rehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that the Mavi that lost its Kairo Lechi, the Chatzar that was originally enclosed on three sides and now it's on two sides. What is the Halacha? Rav Chiba Yosef Omar Halacha Rabbi Yossi, that even this Shabbos, we don't say Kivin Shotra Hotra. Shmuel am alok Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel says the alok Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, Omi am Shmuel Hachi, is that indeed Shmuel's opinion? But Tanan, am Rabbi Yehuda, the Medvam Amurim, when is the halacha that we can't put up an Erev without the person's consent? That's by Eruv Tchumim. For as we've discussed numerous times in our Masechta, Eruv Tchumim, whatever you gain in the direction that you made the Eruv Tchumim, you lose in the opposite direction. And because that is the situation, we can't just put up a Eruv Tchumim for somebody without his consent, because he may be not anxious, not willing to lose. Ava Eruv Chatzeres, when we speak Eruv Chatzeres, so then when I'm putting up an Eruv Chatzeres and I'm contributing the food, I'm just doing you a favor, the halach is ma'avim bein ladas, bein shoyin ladas. For as we explained, l'fish sochen l'adam shloi b'fonov, I'm doing you a favor. Vein chavaloi, but to do something which is a disfavor, I can't do it shloi b'fonov without your permission. Amar Yehuda m'shmul. On that the Gemara says, halach krem Yehuda. The halach is we could put up a Eruv Chatzeres for someone without his permission. And then he continues, v'loi oid, el'kamak m'shoshan Rabbi Yehuda b'erivin, wherever we have a statement, the halacha quoted by Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'maisai, the halacha is like him. V'amalai, Rav Chana Bagdata, and on that Rav Chana Bagdata, I saw two pshatim, either he was from the city of Baghdad, or he was an expert in Agoda. But even though he was a big expert in Agoda, he still knew halacha as well. V'amalai Rav Chana Bagdata, Rabbi Yehuda, amashmul, when we say that whatever Rabbi Yehuda is cited in Masechta Ervin, halacha k'maisai, is that also a field b'mavi shenitl k'roisav l'chayav? V'amalei, and to that he responded, b'Ervin, when we're speaking about the making of the Erev, there we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, amati lach, v'loi b'mechitzas. Here, we're speaking about Hilchas Mechitza. So, we don't necessarily have that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So why do you say that in the name of Shmuel that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Amar of Anan, to that Rav Anan comments, L'dayim mefarshalim b'nei Shmuel, I heard from Shmuel the explanation, Kan shenifritza l'karmos, if the area that became breached was open to a karmelis, so even if you'll carry from the Rosh Hashayocha to the karmelis, it's not an issa deraisa because the whole concept of karmelis is only drabbanon. So there we could follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and say kivin shotra hotra. Can where did Shmuel say that the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda? Shenifetzu l'Rosh Hashayrabim. That there we're dealing with a situation of a passable deraisa, and therefore Shmuel is machmer and doesn't hold of kivin shotra hotra. Says the Mishnah, Haboina Aliyah al Gabishtei Batim. You have two houses across the street from each other, with a Rosh Hashanah passing between those two homes, and you built a upper story covering that entire Rosh Hashanah, like a bridge. Or, says the Mishnah, V'chein Gishar Mamufaloshim. You have a bridge from one side to the other side, and you have openings on both sides. The halach is metatlin tachdein b'Shabbos. You may carry under those areas on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We're going to see in the Gemara that's because of Pi Tikra v'cham oisrim. Says the Mishnah further. V'oram Rabbi Yehuda ma'avin l'mavi mafolish. A mavi mafolish is you could, we go back to the beginning of the Masechta. At the beginning of the Masechta, we spoke about a mavi, and that. When could you carry an amavi? And we learned that you have to make shtufim avos and then put up, as we just learned a few moments ago, a lechi or a kaira. Says the Mishnah, ma'arvin l'mavi mafulish. When you have a mavi mafulish, even though it's open from two sides, he says you could still make shtufim avos. V'cham oisrim, v'cham disagree. In other words, as we learned, the way the Rishonim explained, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't carry an amavi mafulish unless you put up two alechi or kaira at each entrance and make shtufim avos. According to the Chachamim, what you're going to have to do if you have a amavi mafulish, one side is going to get a tzuras haPesach. When you put up a tzuras haPesach, that's considered, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta, a full-fledged Mechitza, and therefore, on the other side, it'll be adequate if you'll put up a lechi or kaira. So, the same halacha, it will be regarding a sukkah. What will be the halacha of a sukkah if you have two walls that are parallel to each other? So, the Mefarshim say the exact same halacha would apply. Amar Rava, Lo Tam Tana Tam de Yehuda. Don't say that the reason that Rabbi Yehuda at the beginning of the Mishnah said that you carry under the bridge or under the upper story is Mishnah the Kusav Shtei Chitzis Daraisa, because he holds that with Daraisa two Mechitzis are enough. Ella, the reason he is lenient in the first part of the Mishnah is because he applies here the concept of Kusav Pitikah Yared V'Soysim. Esrei Abaya asks Abaya, there's a Braisa that we've discussed numerous times in Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Erevin. The Braisa speaks about Yesel Kein Amar Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa begins speaking about that you could carry under the bridge or under Rosh Hashanah that is covered. Then the Braisa continues, Mishyesh L'Shtei Batim Shnei Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. If somebody, as we began this part of this Mishnah, has two homes across the street from each other, so you have two walls, so says Rabbi Yehuda, all you need to do is oisi lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, make a lechi at the beginning and at the end of your Rosh Hashanah, or kair mikan v'kair mikan, do the same by making a kair at the entrance and the exit, and then the halach is v'noisim ba'emsa. You could carry inside that area. Amr loy, to which the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, ein m'sha'avim Rosh Hashanah b'kach. That is not going to be adequate, but rather, and that's the halacha that says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Samach Dalid Sif Aleph, you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and on the other side, it'll be enough to make a Lechi Akara. So what do we see from this Braisa? This braisa is very clear that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that two walls is enough. So there's an obvious question that Tosfos the very maskil Eisvei asks. Why did the Gemara have to quote this braisa to show us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls are enough to make a Rishus HaYachid, even in a situation where we can't say Pitik or Yerv HaSoysim? The Mishnah, the second case of our Mishnah that spoke about a Mavim Mefulish, was very clear that according to Rabbi Yehuda, two walls are enough. So Tosfos answers, our Mishnah was speaking about a Mavi. So we would think perhaps only by a Mavi does Rabbi Yehuda hold this way. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds this way even by Rishus HaRabim? Another terrace that the Rajba suggests, that maybe our Mishnah is talking about a place that has a roof over it. If it has a roof over it and two walls, that's where Rabbi Yehuda will be lenient. But how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda is lenient even in a case where there is no covering? That's why the Braisa is very clear that even in a place where there is no covering, Rabbi Yehuda still holds that we two mechitzas are enough. So we see that's very clear that Rabbi Yehuda does hold that two mechitzas are enough. And it's not just that he's lenient when we say Pitik or Yair Desoysim. Amalei, Sarava Risman Tabaya. May he in. That Braisa clearly is indication that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls are enough. Miha, our Mishnah, as we just finished explaining, we can't bring a raya. So now the question is, once we've established that Rabbi Yehuda does hold that two walls are enough, why at the beginning of the Mishnah, when we spoke about the two houses across the street from each other, did the Mishnah say that you had to construct a bridge or an aliyah over the Rishus Rabbim in order to be able to say Pitikri Yair V'Soysim and enclose the entire area? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's already fine without that bridge, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, two mechitzas are enough. So the Gaon Yaakov answers, because the beginning of the Mishnah, yes, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that if you have two walls, that is enough. But as we just learned, Rabbi Yehuda will still require that you make two lechis, or make two kairos. The Mishnah wanted to give us a situation where you don't even have to do so. So the Mishnah gave us a case where you built the bridge, or you built the kaira to teach us that then you built the bridge or the aliyah, and you could say, Pi tikra yoyde v'soysim, and to show us, or another teretz, or maybe an extension of that teretz, says the Gaon Yaakov, is he wanted to show us that Rabbi Yehuda applies the concept of Pitik Yair V'Soysim even by Mavi Mefulsh. Arav Ashi, Masnes Nami Deka. From our Mishnah, we could also see that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is because of Pitik Yair V'Soysim and not because of Shtei Mechitzes. Midik Tani, our Mishnah, in the second part of the Mishnah, said, V'oid Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'arvim B'Mavi Mefulsh. We're allowed to make an error by Mavi Mefulsh. V'cham Amrim, say you may not. If we'll say that the Yehud in the first part of the Mishnah was explaining the halachas of Pitik or Yair V'Soysim, and then the second part of the Mishnah he was introducing the halacha that two mechitzas are enough. Hanu d'tani, therefore we could understand the wording of the Mishnah when it said va'oid, that not only in a place where we apply the concept of Pitik or Yair V'Soysim is Rabbi Yehuda going to be lenient. Everywhere Rabbi Yehuda is going to be lenient because of everywhere. In another case, Rabbi Yehuda will also be lenient because he holds that two walls are enough. Eli Amrit, if we're going to say that in the Reisha as well, the reason of Rabbi Yehuda's psak is because he holds they mechitzas the Reisha, so that the word oy doesn't make sense. It's not a new concept, it's just a continuation of the first concept that he learned. From here we clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda in the Reisha was saying because of Pi Tikra, and in the Sefer he was saying because two mechitzas are enough. Hadron loch kol gagos, hadron loch kol gagos, hadron loch kol gagos. We begin the next parak, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi tefillin. If somebody finds tefillin on Shabbos, Machnison zug zug. He could carry them in one pair, he could put them on and carry them in one pair at a time. So many Mefarshim asked the question, this perek really belongs in Masechta Shabbos, because the subject that we're learning now is about how you could carry something that you find on Shabbos. So why does our mission, why is this here? Shouldn't this be in Masechta Shabbos? So the simple teretz is, as we're going to learn in a couple of moments, is that the Mishnah also speaks about Tchumim. And Tchumim obviously belongs in Masechta Erevin. But then I saw from the Meraim Sada a beautiful explanation. He says, this perek, now we're about to finish learning, which we spent, Baruch Hashem, quite a while learning. The halachas, Masechta Shabbos, we learned, and now we're beginning the last perek of Masechta Erevin. So what the Tana wanted to do as he learned this Mishnah is teach us that under what the summarize the halachas that we have not yet covered in these two Masechtas. And therefore, he speaks about the case of somebody finds tefillin in the street, and what should you do? So, the Gemara Masechta Beya says, of course, if nothing is going to happen, if the tefillin are safe where they are, then of course we may not pick them up and carry them in. We're talking the Gemara Masechta Beya, Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph, says that we're talking about a situation where there are wild dogs that run around in the street, and therefore the tefillin may be damaged by those dogs. The Ritva says, we're not limited to a situation where there are dogs, which is of course puts the tefillin in a very dangerous space, but even in other cases, we need to be concerned that if something could happen to the tefillin. What's going to be our law? So the Mishnah says, the first opinion is that you put on the tefillin and you carry them in. What's going to be the halacha? And as we're going to learn the Gemara, because that's the Derech Levisha. What's going to be the halacha if you only found one tefillin? Tefillin Shayad or tefillin Shorosh? Can you put that on and carry them in? So the Sfas Emes wants to say that the whole heter of this opinion, as we're going to see in the Gemara, is because this is the Derech Levisha. This is the way the tefillin are worn. He says, nobody wears only tefillin shayad or only tefillin shayad, roish. Especially, he says, the halacha is, the pasuk says, v'hoy elois ayotcha. Only after you have tefillin shayad on your hand, may you put tefillin shayad on your head. So certainly you can't wear tefillin shayad without tefillin shayad. Furthermore, the Rishonim say that the discussion in our Mishnah, the Miri says this, Rabbeinu Yonason says this, it's only in a situation where we need to transport these tefillin to Rishus Rabbim. But if the issue were to be carrying them to a Carmelis or carrying it to a Chotzer with which you did not make a Ruvach and Seiris, we could be much more lenient. Why? Because as the obvious underlying principle of this Mishnah is that we're concerned about the tefillin should not get ruined, about the respect for the tefillin we have to have. So there, we could be much more lenient. So again, hamaytzi tefillin, machnisen zog zog. Put on the tefillin and walk like that to where you have to go, even from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus HaYochid. The Rashi, in fact, says, the very maskul machnison, that the halacha is that machnison li'ir or l'bayis. Now, what does Rashi mean? It seems to be that Rashi, it says the Ritva, means to say that if they were outside wherever they were, and now I take him into a protected area, doesn't mean I have a right to take him into the house. If I bring him into a protected area, then the halacha is I could leave it where I, as soon as they're protected. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shnayim Shnayim. You could put on two pairs at a time. However, comments the Mishnah, but Medvar Amurim, when are these leniencies applicable, B'yishonis, old tefillin, where it's obvious that they are tefillin, that they have the proper knots that make them look like real tefillin. Avol b'chadoshes, by new tefillin, where it's not obvious that they are real tefillin, the halacha is you can't carry them in. Matzen tzvasim akroches, if you found the tefillin in bundles, machshech aleim, and therefore there are too many tefillin to carry in, the halacha is machshech aleim umvien, you stay there watching, protecting those tefillin until Matzah Shabbos. So the question that's obvious is, let's say we don't have clear proof that these tefillin are indeed tefillin, but they still have kedusha on them. Why is the halacha that you could just leave them? And in fact, if we look in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Aleph Sifkot Nukuf Nun Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says that when they're not clear that you're tefillin, you could just leave them and you don't even have to stand there and watch them. Why? They have the Shem Hashem. So he said, so the Ramosha and the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Orechayim Chelek Hei Siman Yud Ches, says a very interesting point. He says, we're not actively disrespecting the tefillin, or these kmeis, we're just leaving them. So since the person is not actively disrespecting the tefillin or the kmeis, that's why the halach is that in the Shabbos, you don't have to, you could just leave it there. Ubasakana, let's say it's a shasakana, for you to stand out there and protect these tefillin, the halach is, mechason, cover them up, and then you can go further. Rav Shimon says that's a sasakana, so you can't stand there for the duration of Shabbos watching your tefillin. What should you do? Pass them from one friend to another friend. Because as we've learned so many times, Baruch Hashem, the isser of carrying on Shabbos, whether it's the isser of carrying Dalar Amos B'Shus HaRabim, the issue of carrying a Shusar Rabim is only Dalar Amis. Less than Dalar Amis, there is no issue to carry. So therefore, here, it's something that we, of course, don't rely on. And we're not allowed to carry a Shusar Rabim even less than Dalar Amis Midrabanan. Here, because of the situation, we allow you to carry it that way. At Shemagia L'chatzar Chatzayna, until you get to the first place with a tefillin, will be protected. So question is, when they're obviously carrying in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and yes, they're carrying in this way, that nobody's carrying it more than Dalar Amis, and therefore nobody's violating an Issa D'Oraisa. But when we get to the first Chatzah where it'll be protected, we're going to be transporting it from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim to the Chatzah. So why is that permissible? That is an Issa D'Oraisa. So Tosfos says that the chatzah that we're speaking about is not a real Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The chatzah that we're talking about here is a karmelis. And since it's a karmelis, as we said earlier in our shir, the transporting from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim to the karmelis is not an issa d'oraisa, and therefore we could be more lenient. The Gaon Yaakov says that when we get to this chatzah, there should be the person who's carrying it will have made the akira, and have another person make the hanocha. And we go back to the first Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, where we learned that if one person makes the akira and another person makes the hanocha, there is no issa d'oraisa. Continues the Mishnah. V'chein benoi, somebody whose little baby is out in the field, noisen l'chaveri v'chaveri l'chaveroi, they could pass it from the baby from one person to the next, but filu heimeya, even if it means passing it by through 100 people, until you get to the home. Yudaima, nice to know chavos lechaveroi. Person can give a barrel to his friend, lechaver lechaveroi, a filu mechutz l'tchum, even if it means carrying something mechutz l'tchum, doesn't make a difference. I'm not going past the tchum, and therefore we could use, and obviously it's a place that has an Erev Chatzeris, we could use this method of transporting. Armaloi, which the Chachamim said to him, like the Halak Yosem Ragli Behemma, Baleo. Well, we learned the halakas of Erev Tchumim, we learned that an object that I own is limited to my tchum, so I can't pass it past where I could go. So we learned here about passing the baby. So the halacha is, what is the case? So explain the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Ches Sif Mem Aleph, that we're talking about a baby who was born out in the field and it can't walk itself. Since it can't walk itself, we never have the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai, and we don't leave it out in the field because obviously a newborn baby is not safe being left outside in the field. So even though we could argue, so since it's not safe for the baby, we should be allowed to carry him. We're learning in our Mishnah that if we have a way of transporting this baby without being over Anissa Daraisa, that's what we should do. The Tva and Rabbeinu Yonason disagree. The Tva says that the baby of our Mishnah is only a baby who's not in real danger by being left out in the field. But if it's a baby where there's a real danger leaving this baby out in the field, says the Ritva, I could carry it in, carry the baby regular and not need to make any special circumstances to be able to carry the baby. So we learned in the Mishnah that if you find a tefillin, the Mishnah said, Zug Echad in, put on the tefillin, only one pair. Tfeiloi, but you may not put on more than one pair. Says the Gemara, Lematanan Stama, it seems that our B'stam Mishnah is the Loi Kremeya, is not consistent with the opinion of Rameya. Dear Kremeya, if we're going to follow the opinion of Rameya, Homer, we spoke about, if Rahman Slom, we spoke of Masechta Shabbos, and Daf Kud Kuf Yud Zayin, what's the halacha if Rahman Slom, a fire breaks out on Shabbos? So the halacha is, according to Rameya, Loivish Kamashi Yachalilbosh, you could put on whatever you could wear, and wrap yourself in whatever you can wrap yourself. The Tanan, the Mishnah says that if that happens, you carry out all these kalim, moitzi kol kli tashmishoi, take out everything you need. We learned the Masechta Shabbos that if the Chachamim were concerned that if we're going to allow people to be very lenient in carrying out and wearing things out, if there's a fire, they may come to extinguish the fire or carry what you're not allowed to carry. So we had a machlokes there, Ramey and Rabbi Yossi, what could be worn for Hatzolah. According to Rabbi Yossi, you could only put on 18 garment articles, we identified them, that a person normally wears during the week. Rav Meir was more lenient. Rav Meir says you could put on as many garments as you could get on. And as we explained in Machlokes, Rav Yossi holds that we can't let you wear more than these 18 garments because once you're going to allow him to wear more than them, we don't know what else he may do. Rav Meir is more lenient. And Rav Meir holds that we could allow you to wear more. There's another way of explaining Rabbi Yossi, because if we're going to allow you to wear more than those garments, at that point, it looks like it's a masa. As we're going to learn extensively in our coming shiurim, a lavush may be worn on Shabbos, but not a masa. So Rabbi Meir was lenient that anything you wear is not in the category of a masa. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're limiting. So the Gemara is saying, our Mishnah, which is limiting you to only wear one pair of tefillin, seems to be contrary to this Mishnah. He says the Rambam, why do we say that the Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos follows the opinion of Rameya, the Ketani law? Because we learned in a Braisa explaining the Mishnah. The Braisa explicitly says, Loi vishu moitzu poshet, put on as much as you need, carry it out, and then do that again. Loi vishu moitzu poshet, afil kol yom kula de Rameya. So our Mishnah, which is being strict and allow you only to wear one pair of tefillin, seems to be contrary to that Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Afilu Tem Rameya. The Tana who learned our Mishnah could be Rameya. And as the Rishonim explained, they were anxious that the Tana of the first Tana of our Mishnah should be Rameya, because we have a rule that that when you have a Stam Mishnah, it represents the opinion of Rameya. Afilu Tem Rameya. Hasam, Derech Malbushai. You're putting the clothing on. So since you're putting the clothing on, k'chol shav yirabodin. So during the week, you could wear as many articles of clothing as you want. So that's why, in this situation, Rameyah says in Shabbos, we allow you to do the same. Hocho, but when we speak about saving the tefillin, derech malbush, k'chol shav yirabodin. You only could do it like during the week. Hosom, during the week, the b'chol kam the boy lovish, during the week, as many clothing as you want to wear, you could wear. So when it comes for Hatzala, you could also wear as much as you want. Sharalei Rabbanan. Hacha, by Shabbos, the v'chol nami zug echad in. By Shabbos, people only, during the week, you only wear one pair of tefillin at a time. Tfei loy, you don't wear more than one pair of tefillin. So that's why, Latzala, when we speak, l'inyan Hatzala nami zug echad in, we only allow you to wear one pair of tefillin, tfei loy, not to wear more than one pair of tefillin. Reb Gamliel Omer, but we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Gamliel's opinion is, shnayim shnayim. You may wear two pairs of tefillin. Ask the Gemara. We need to drill down and understand the opinion of Reb Gamliel. Mikasava, what is his opinion? Ikasava Shabbos man tefillin he. We're going to be learning a question. Is tefillin mitzvah seishas man grama, that you don't wear them on Shabbos or not? So if you say that Shabbos man tefillin, so You they're considered a tachshit. They're considered a regular beged. So then the halacha should be zug echad in. You should be only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin. Tfei loy. Vika savar. On the other hand, if he's of the opinion that Shabbos loves man tefillin who, then mishum tzala derech malbishal rabbanon as much as you could wear. I feel tfei nami. Why are you limited to two pairs? Answers the Gemara loyim kasavar Shabbos loves man tefillin he. Reb Gamliel's opinion is that Shabbos loves man tefillin. Where did Chazal allow us, when, why did Chazal allow us to wear tefillin when they're left outdoors exposed? Derech Malbush. They have to be worn Derech Malbush, but Mokum tefillin, in the place where tefillin are normally worn. So ask the Gemara, if that's the basis for Gamaliel's opinion, we should only allow you to wear one pair of tefillin, tfei loy, but not more than one pair of tefillin, because during the week, we only wear one pair of tefillin. Says the Gemara, Amr Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Makom Yesh Barosh, there's really room on the head for two pair of tefillin. And since there's a room on the head for two pair of tefillin, that's why it's a derech malbush with two tefillin. Ask the Gemara, Hanicha Derosh, that's understandable by the tefillin Shorosh, that there's room for two pairs of tefillin. The Yad, Mayik Lameimer. But what are we going to say by the tefillin shel yad? Says the Gemara, Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, Pamish Adam Bam and Asada V'chevilosa Roshay. Sometimes somebody comes home wearing something on his head, Masakim Roshay, and be able to carry whatever package he's carrying on his head, he has to take off the tefillin from his head. But now what's he going to do with the tefillin shel Rosh? The halacha is, V'koshim Mizroyay, he puts them on his hand next to his tefillin shel yad. So we see that in the hand there's also room for two pairs of tefillin. Ask the Gemara, Eimad Amar Rav Huna, what Rabbi Huna was meant to say, suggests the Gemara, is shel yanik b'derech b'zayin. We don't want you walking out in the street with tefillin in a non-respectable manner, so I let you tie them on your hand. But does that mean that there's room on the hand for two pairs of tefillin? Says the Gemara, yes. A k'amar of Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, makam yesh b'roish sheroy l'baych shnei tefillin. There's room on the head to put on two pairs of tefillin. Hachinami, and same thing, but the tefillin sheyad, makam yesh b'yad, there's room on the hand to put on l'nich b'shtei tefillin. So our Gemara is teaching us that on the hand there's room for two pairs of tefillin. V'shalz ha'tshuvas divrei chayim, chelek beis simen vav, has a discussion regarding those who have a mirror to look if the tefillin shel Rosh is exactly between their eyes, in the right spot. He says there's no reason to do so, because he says, our Gemara just said, Makom yesh b'rosh lanich b'shnei tefillin. There's room on the head to put on two tefillin. So many ask a question on that Divrei Chaim. And they say, when our Gemara says, Makom yesh b'rosh lanich b'shnei tefillin, means not one next to each other, rather one behind each other. So how does the Devar Chaim say that there's enough width for two pairs of tefillin? There's not enough room for two width. It's only back to back. So the Satmar Rebbe, the Shalz of Tshuva, Devar Yoel, Oir Chaim, Simon Dalad, says that there are Rishonim that hold that when the Gemara says Mokum Yesh Barosh, L'Neich Shnei Tefillin, doesn't mean back to back only. It also means side by side. And there are many other Paiskim that discuss this and Paskim that way. So the Shalz of Tshuva Smachs Avrom, Simon Vav, asks if indeed we're going to learn that Mokum Yesh Barosh L'Neich by Shnei Tefillin has two definitions. It means they can be put one next to each other. There's enough room. And there's also room back to back. So it turns out that there's enough room on the head to wear four tefillin shel rosh. So why is Rabbi Gamliel, according to the Gemara at this point, only allowing us to wear two pair of tefillin? There should be room to wear four pair of tefillin. So he answers that even though you can apply the concept Amakum Yesh Barosh, L'Neich Bashnei Tefillin, both side to side and front to back, that's only if you're going to do one at a time. But to say that there's room on the head for four pair of tefillin applying this concept both ways, that far, nobody suggests that there's enough room on the head. There's enough room on the head. Tanya Rabbi Menashe, says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Ukshartim L'Ois Al Yodecha, Zuki Bairis. It means the area on the top of the arm, that's where you should put the tefillin shel yad. Be'enecha, the place for putting the tefillin shel rosh, is zekotkot, is on the skull. Hecha, ask the Gemara, where on the skull? Amar Rebbe Rabbanai, the Rebbe Rabbanai taught us, makom shel tinok roifus. The place where on the head, the child's skull is very soft, that's where you could put on, that's where you're supposed to put the tefillin shel rosh, right by the hairline. Our Gemara discusses, what happens if you find tefillin? So there's a very serious discussion amongst the Paiskim, what's the halacha if you find Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? What would be the halacha? Is this halacha only by Rashi tefillin, which we all wear, which we know is the halacha, or even by Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? So the Shalz of Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak discusses this, and he takes the position that this halacha that we're learning in the Gemara is only by tefillin shall only by the tefillin of Rashi, not on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam.